So everyone will remember that Mr. Gold is an African American who's 73 years old. He has a normal karyotype, 46XY. He has wild type NPM1, so he does not have an NPM1 mutation. And he does have an IDH2 mutation. His BMI is quite high. He has a previous history of both having a coronary artery bypass graft and an MI and type 2 diabetes. He's really got a poor performance status. So this is a patient who really would not be a great candidate for intensive induction chemotherapy, with the primary reason being that, you know, we all know that when patients get intensive induction, they nearly always end up with some sort of infection. And this is a patient whose organ function would likely not tolerate the kinds of fevers and tachycardia and sometimes sepsis the patients develop. So because of Mr. Gold's age, medical history, and really comorbid medical conditions, he will certainly be better suited to some of the lower intensity strategies